the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Last year, in the first half of last year, 34,500 new houses and apartments were commenced, as they call it, in the first half of the year. In the first half of this year, 6,325. A fraction of last year. This is as bad as it was during the worst of COVID. In a moment, we'll talk to Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrin, but Conor O'Connell, Director of Housing and Planning at the Construction Industry Federation, can you explain this? What's going on?
It's just simply a very challenging time for housing commencements, housing viability, and just getting going full stop. Matt, we've said since the start of the year that we're in an emergency crisis situation and we've called for emergency measures. Thankfully, there's been some recent movements in relation to the Planning and Amendment Bill that should be signed into law today in relation to extending planning permissions that have been stuck in JR. But it's also fair to say, Matt, that a significant portion, or the reason, sorry, for a reduction in the first 6 months of this year is due to the record level of commencements last year, over 60,000 to avail of the development waiver and water connection rebate scheme. So there is a lag. There probably is this fair to say that there's a lag there as a result of that. But nevertheless, the scale of decline does indicate the scale of the problem we're facing at the moment.
And just to say, JR is judicial review.
Sorry.
Okay. But was it made worse by comments made by the Taoiseach earlier this year in relation to rent pressure zones and also the possibility of taxation measures in the budget in October? Because if you have financiers and developers looking at the possibility that the tax rules are going to be changed later in the year, why would they then proceed earlier in the year when it might not be as financially advantageous for them to do so?
Well, at the moment, the reductions in relation to the development waiver and rebate scheme are very significant. There's no developer or builder would hold on in the hope or expectation that there may be some policy change in 12 months' time. In a time of high demand, if you've got finance available, if you've got viability in your scheme, you're going to proceed because you don't know what's going to happen around the corner. So, Matt, nobody would hold off on development on the base of some promise of a change. The problem is, the significant problem in relation to housing supply are two things, really. The provision of zoned and serviced land. Servicing of land is very inhibited at the moment due to a lack of investment over the last 10 or 15 years, and also the continuing problem of apartment viability. The only funding or practical funding mechanism available for apartments at the moment is through the approved housing bodies, cost rental schemes, Croí Cónaithe, which is apartments for sale, a subsidy scheme, and also the Land Development Agency and Project Tusig. All of those are state funded.
Oh, we just seem to have lost Conor there. We'll try and get him back. But Eoin Óibrin of Sinn Féin, what do you make of the explanation you're hearing there from Conor O'Connell of the Construction Industry Federation?
There's much that I agree with Conor, but the first thing to say is 34,000 new homes and apartments were not commenced in the first 6 months of last year. What happened was builders and developers submitted commencement notices. But because the government had created a deadline of April initially to avail of the development levy and water connection waiver, there was a huge artificial spike, about 18,700 commencement notices submitted in that month. What we can say for sure is large numbers of those weren't actually commenced, and therefore the very high levels of commencements that Conor rightly mentioned earlier are notices, but actually, because there was a similar spike when the government extended the deadline for the waiver levy to September, that then jumped again. So the actual number of commencements last year was far, far lower. Having said that...
Sorry, just to clarify here, there's a difference between a commencement and a commencement notice, is it?
Yeah, so...
A commencement notice doesn't mean actually that shovels go into the ground, that foundations are laid and that building starts appearing.
In the ordinary course of events, commencement notices would have indicated that, although there's no way of verifying it. But because the government created these arbitrary deadlines last year, 1st of April and then of September, we saw this dramatic surge, first in April and then in September, way above what was happening every other month. And what's clear is developers wanting to ensure that they got access to that waiver submitted commencement notices before the deadline expired. Now, obviously, those developers intend to actually commence those. But there's no doubt, particularly when you start looking at the completion figures as they're coming through for this year, that in fact the lag that Conor talked about is essentially people who put in commencement notices but won't commence for some time. But there's also a very worrying underlying trend, because, in fact, I think the situation looking at the last 5 months of this year is even worse than you outlined, because we're actually seeing commencement notices at the same level as they were in 2016. So, for example, the last time there was less than the 1,356 commencement notices that were lodged in June of this year was actually 2016. And therefore, we're seeing really low levels of commencement. And that means not only are we not going to see housing delivery meet the government's target of 41,000 for this year, but we're also not going to see them miss the target for next year. I think there's a couple of additional explanations on top of Conor's. I don't disagree with his points at all, but there are two other key problems which is driving down the level of new construction activity. The first is there were huge delays in the approvals by the Department of Housing for both local authority and approved housing body, social and affordable housing projects, including turnkey projects with many of Conor's members in the Irish Home Builders Federation. That caused enormous backlog from August of last year through till April, May and June of this year. So first of all, on the public housing side, where the state is actually funding either through direct delivery or turnkey arrangements with private builders, those delays have meant there's been a delay in the delivery and commencement of social affordable homes. That's a huge systemic problem. Keep in mind, last year, the 3,000 shortfall from the government's target of 33,000 was on this social affordable side. The second thing is, while there's a lot of talk about apartment viability and institutional investment, and I'll come to that in a second, the other big problem on the private sector side is small and medium-sized builder developers in every county in the state are finding it enormously difficult to get on site. Planning permissions are taking too long, particularly when they're appealed to the board. The cost of site servicing is too expensive. The cost of development finance, even from the state's own lender to the SME sector, Home Building Finance Ireland, is too high. So the SME builder developer sector, who are the lifeline of private housing delivery everywhere outside of Dublin and the commuter belt, they're really struggling. And there's no attention to that sector from government whatsoever. We do need the reintroduction of a targeted development levy and water utility connection waiver for those people. We also need more investment in the planning system so their planning permissions get turned around more speedily. And we need Home Building Finance Ireland and another good state-funded initiative, the Housing Infrastructure Services Company, to work directly with the SME builder developer sector to get them more activated.
Okay.
Just let me make the point, though, on the institutional investment sector, because this is one of the things that's really frustrating me. The government thinks that reducing apartment standard sizes and increasing rent is going to lead to this massive surge in pension fund institutional investment into high-density developments that's going to fill the gap. There is going to be some increase in supply from that sector as a result of, in my view, very bad policy changes. But it's not going to be at the scale the government thinks. And it's only going to be in high-end, high-priced parts of Dublin. That's not going to fix the problem for the overwhelming majority of workers who need homes, either in the public or private sector, prices they can afford. So the government is betting the bank on high-end, high-density, high-cost institutional investment. That is not going to deliver the units they think it is, but also it's going to cause havoc, particularly for working people who desperately need to be able to rent or buy affordably. So they're backing the wrong horse and ignoring the problems of the SME sector and the public housing sector. And that's why I'm very worried, without listening to the members of Conor's organisation or the local authorities or the AHBs, we're not going to see the kind of step change in the delivery of affordable homes and social homes on the public side, or private homes delivered by SME builder developers at prices working people can afford in the private market. And that's why I'm particularly concerned with the figures in front of us today.
Okay, I'm nearly out of time, so just want to go back to you, Conor O'Connell of the Construction Industry Federation. That point about, are these institutional investors really going to come back in now to the Irish market? Or are they gone and do we have to find somebody else to replace them or expect the state to do it?
It's look, at the moment, there's a lot of assessment going on in relation to the changes to the apartment standards. It is fair to say it'll help along with other measures that have been recently announced. But just getting back to the point about general housing supply, it's more of everything, Matt. It's not just rental stock. In relation to homes and SME builders and regional Ireland, it is absolutely vital that the promises that we've been made in relation to a variation process, the development plans that's coming up shortly, actually happens so that we can provide more zoned land for builders right around Ireland. And of course, if you require more zoned land, you're going to require more infrastructure to cater and enable that land for housing activation. So it's not just one thing, it's a suite of measures. And in relation to apartments, there certainly is a need for greater financial incentives as well, Matt.
All right, I think we'll come back to this next week because there are so many other points that I need to develop and I don't actually have the time to do it now. So Conor O'Connell of the Construction Industry Federation and Ona Brin from Sinn Féin, thank you both.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.